And good afternoon. Welcome into Market Talk for this Friday, February 19th, 2021. I am your host, Jesse Allen. Good afternoon. Great to have you here with us, joining us here as we head into a weekend that hopefully is going to be warmer across the entire country. That is our hope. And we're thinking of our friends in the southern part of the country, Texas, Oklahoma, who are really having some tough times right now with all the cold and ice and all the problems down there. So our thoughts and prayers are with those folks. Thank you again for joining us here today and tuning in. MarketTalkAg.com is our home on the web. That is MarketTalkAg.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram there as well. And find all of our great radio affiliates online as well at MarketTalkAg.com. Well, we don't have our regularly scheduled guest today. I should say regularly scheduled. We had a guest lined up for our Wild Card Friday. They had an emergency here late this afternoon, or I should say early this afternoon. See, I'm all over the place today, but they couldn't make it to the program. We didn't have time to reschedule someone, so I'm going to recap our markets and also take a look at that USDA Ag Outlook Forum and the numbers we got from that here today and kind of give you a recap of where that stood and how it all played into our markets today. First off, though, let's take a look at today's closing numbers at the Chicago Board of Trade. And really a rough day with corn lower, wheat lower, soybeans held on, although they were off session highs of the day, and bean oil was higher. Now, we saw that soybeans were higher on vegetable oil strength and rumors that China may be buying early summer Brazilian beans. Also, that USDA Ag Outlook Forum forecasted a bullish long-term view with deferred corn and beans gaining on the nearby months. More on that here in a minute. Now, quarter wheat, again, were under heavy pressure, though, as we worked late in the day. And really, it was just a kind of a up-and-down day with beans holding on at the end. Final numbers, let's take a look at corn. March corn down 7.5 at 542 and three quarters. July corn, 6 lower at 533. March soybeans, 2.25 higher, 1377 and a quarter. July soybeans, 3 higher at 1367 and three quarters. March Chicago wheat, down 11 and three quarters today at 650 and three quarters. March Kansas City winter wheat, down 5 at 631 and three quarters. March Minneapolis spring wheat, that was lower today as well, down 1.25 at 630 and a half. Live cattle, February was up 80 at 115.92. April live cattle up 75 today at 123.67. Feeder cattle for March up 92 at 115.92. April feeder cattle up 92 at 142.67. Lean hogs April down 42 at 84.50. And also lean hogs today for June, down 32 at 92.32. May lean hogs as well. You can't see that on the bottom of the screen there. Down 17 today at 87.40. Hog split from cattle today, and we'll talk about that as well here, as we saw that feeder cattle, strong end to the week here with the corn market faltering, and we're getting that cattle on feed report in here this afternoon as well, and we're going to be curious to see what that looks like. We'll talk more livestock in a minute. I want to talk a little bit more about the USDA Ag Outlook Forum, though, today, and USDA sees higher quoted soybean production with this year's planted acres and yield forecast to rise in their initial grains and oilseeds outlook released today. Corn production projected at 15.2 billion bushels for the 21-22 crop. Soybean production projected at 4.5 billion bushels. Now, higher demand forecasts for both crops will keep ending stocks relatively low, especially for soybeans. Now, looking closer at corn here, the 21-22 crop year is going to lead to larger crop production, greater domestic use and exports, and slightly higher ending stocks. Now, corn planting is projected at 92 million acres with a yield projected at 179.5 bushels per acre. USDA forecasts that corn crop production at 15.2 billion bushels, like I mentioned. USDA cites the higher yield is based on weather-adjusted trend, assuming normal planting progress and summer growing season weather. All of that compares to the 2020-21 crop, which was at 90.8 million acres planted and a yield of 172 per acre and production at 14.18 billion bushels. Total corn use for the 21-22 crop is also forecast to rise 3% as well on higher demand to both domestic use and continued strength in exports. Feed, seed, and industrial use is projected up 4% to 6.6 billion bushels. Corn used for ethanol also is expected to increase 5% based on expectations of higher motor gasoline consumption over the next year following the slowdown due to COVID-19. Feed and residual use for corn in the 21-22 crop will increase 200 million bushels to 5.9 billion bushels. Corn exports expected to increase 50 million bushels to 2.7 billion bushels, reflecting expectations of global trade growth and continued robust demand from China. Now, also, ending stocks for the 21-22 corn crop pegged at 1.6 billion bushels, up 50 million from the forecast now set for the 2020-21 crop. Stocks-to-use ratio for corn will remain at about 10.3%. Average corn price per bushel will drop in 21-22 by 10 cents a bushel to 420 a bushel. In soybeans, USDA expects farmers to plant 90 million acres of beans in 2021. That's up 6.9 million acres from last year. USDA said the gain is encouraged by new crop soybean futures prices relative to corn, supported by strong Chinese demand and the tightest stocks-to-use ratio since the 2013-14 crop year. Soybean production pegged at 4.5 billion bushels, up 9% above the 2020-21 production, with yield projected at 50.8 bushels per acre. That's compared with production for the 2020-21 crop at 4.14 billion bushels and a yield of 50.2 bushels per acre. Now, the agency sees ending stocks at 145 million bushels, up 25 million bushels from its current estimate of 2020-21 ending stocks. Ending stocks to use at 3.2% will remain historically low. It's calling for lower exports and higher crush. Now, USDA said, quote, soybean crush margins remain relatively strong with soybean and soybean product prices near 2020-21 levels. Soybean meal prices forecast at $3.90 per short ton. Domestic use of soybean oil is projected up 2% for the 21-22 crop on expected expansion in renewable diesel capacity and gains in edible oil. Now, soybean exports pegged at 2.2 billion bushels, 50 million lower than in 2020-21, citing limited exportable supplies that will curtail U.S. market share. Now, the average season average farm price projected at $11.25 per bushel, up slightly from the 2020-21 crop, as forward pricing opportunities for 21-22 are expected to be higher than a year ago. In wheat, USDA expects the 21-22 crop year for wheat to show reduced supply, slightly higher total use, and declining ending stocks. The total production forecast at 1.827 billion bushels is almost unchanged from 2020-21, with total acreage forecast at 45 million acres and a national average yield of 49.1 bushels per acre. The NAS winter wheat and canola seedings report estimate a winter wheat acreage at 32 million, up 5% from last year and the first increase since the 2013-14 season. Spring and Durham wheat plantings, however, are expected to decline due to high quoted soybean prices winning over acreage in the northern plains. Lower beginning stocks combined with a virtually unchanged crop size going to result in a 6% decline in supplies to the 2.793 billion bushels, the lowest in 7 years. Ending stocks for 21-22 for wheat expected to decline to 698 million bushels, 17% below the current year and the lowest carryout since 2013-14. Total use of 2.095 billion bushels, slightly lower than last year, but above the first year average. Domestic use is forecast to be higher on increased feed and residual use as the narrowing wheat-corn price spread is expected to increase wheat feeding this summer. Now, lower exports will more than offset higher domestic use. USDA said wheat production in several regions, particularly Europe, is set to rebound, resulting in more export competition in 21-22. Tighter balance sheet supports a stronger national average farm gate price of $5.50 per bushel, which is up 50 cents from the 2020-21 crop year. So that's a look at the USDA Outlook Forum. And, new crop corn and soybeans did end higher, though, after the new USDA estimates. It was the front months that kind of took the hit here throughout corn with wheat as well. But soybeans did finish mostly higher. Now, looking at corn and looking at some of those new crop numbers, again, we did see some good strength there on the day today. Exports were pretty quiet on the trading day here today. We did see that corn for the week ending February 11th, 39.3 million bushels with total corn commitments of 2.305 billion bushels, now up 134% versus a year ago. Sales for soybeans fell to just 16.8 million bushels for the 2020-21 crop, but total commitments are now 2.199 billion bushels, up 79% from a year ago. Nearly 98% of the USDA's 2.250 billion bushel projection, with 6 months left in the marketing year. Wheat sales commitments remained 5% higher than a year ago. So what does this all mean? Looking at all of this here, as we take a kind of a snapshot of our market trade today. And really, it seemed like a lot of that premium may be moving into the new crop contracts in corn, beans, and wheat as well. I mean, September beans were up 10 today, 1242 and three quarters. We saw good strength in deferred month corn and in wheat as well. And so definitely sit down with your advisor, make some calls today. We kind of expected a lot of these numbers to come into the market. Market digested them here on Friday, and we expect some of this premium to move out of the old crop but start moving into the new crop as we are kind of making the changeover in discussion. And really, this outlook forum is going to help us propel our discussion up to that March WASDE report. That's kind of our next milestone in the road. South American weather continuing with some issues, either too wet or too dry down there, so we'll be watching that as well. And I haven't seen any of those numbers come out from South America here yet this afternoon as far as an update there on harvest activity and planting activity. So we'll have to wait and see what that ends up looking like here as we work through our trading day and as we work into next week, I should say. Now, on the livestock front, cattle were higher today. Let's look at that USDA cattle on feed report. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the U.S. for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 or more head, total 12.1 million head on February 1st. The inventory was 1% above February 1st of 2020. And this is the second highest February 1st inventory since the series began in 1996. Basically, it's something we've confirmed that we've been talking about. We just got a lot of cattle out there that we got to work through. Placements in feedlots during January totaled 2.02 million head, 3% above 2020. Net placements were 1.96 million head. And marketings of fed cattle during January totaled 1.82 million head, 6% below 2020. So really, just looking at this cattle market, pretty much the numbers came in right where we expected at 101% for February 1st. And just a lot of cattle out there. So it was nice to see cattle trade a little bit higher today with the weaker corn market in the front months. And again, we'll be watching this cattle market. It's been a sideways range. Feedlot country is still pretty sluggish this week with all the weather issues. So something to watch there. And definitely talk with your advisor if you're looking at cattle and just make some decisions if you need to on some of these price levels. Hogs were weaker today. And really, hogs have been kind of topping out, it seems, here lately. So that's another conversation for our independent hog producers to have with their marketing advisor and whether or not they need to lock at some of these levels. And you look out to June and beyond and some $90 plus price levels there. And man, we said it before on the show. That's some good price levels there to try and take advantage of. Now, again, I'm no market analyst. I'll wrap up today's report here by just saying contact your advisor. Contact one of the great advisors we normally have on the show here and get a little help if you need it. There are some great price levels and a lot of opportunity to take some profit right now or lock in some profit and lock in that floor underneath you. We talk about that a lot, whether you got some marketing strategy with puts, calls, options, whatever the case is. Try and get some protection just in case this market tries to turn lower. But all indications, market kind of digested all of the numbers thrown at it today, whether it was export sales numbers, USDA Ag Outlook Forum, we digested it and we'll probably move forward into next week. And there's still a lot of bullish optimism in this market that this market could trade higher. So again, just keep that in mind moving forward and talk to your advisor and get some advice from them and they could surely help you out. That's going to do it for today's edition of Market Talk. Thank you for listening to my rambling today. Again, our guest had an emergency late, so we'll be back with you Monday. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson will join us for our discussion. Find us online, markettalkag.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all at Market Talk Ag. This has been the Friday, February 19th edition of Market Talk. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great afternoon and a great weekend.